speaker. Here is another colleague of the department, Fabrizio Pagano, a senior civil engineer with the Department of Public Works. Fabrizio Bart, CIO, Elian Salazar, Registrar Recorder's County Clerk. We're going to be talking about different aspects of how the assessor's office became a team player. So we'll start with Fabrizio.
Hey Mark, can I sit in your chair?
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Fabrizio Pagano. I'm a senior civil engineer with Public Works. We're in Alhambra. What my job is, I'm a section head, run the final map section. We check all the final maps, parcel maps, for all the unincorporated areas, such as the yellow areas in the Thomas Guide, as well as there's 88 cities within LA County, and we check the final map for about 45 of the cities. Can we get the next slide? We can tap four times. Okay, so it's kind of important because every map that gets recorded, that we check, that gets recorded, is eventually going to be in Emilio's sensor web, base. So what do we do? In my section, and we're made up of civil engineers, cadastral engineers, registered civil engineers, and licensed land surveyors. The four type of maps that we check, county unincorporated, that's a map that is internal to unincorporated. We're checking, as well as the final map, we're also checking the improvement plans. Secondly, the second type of map we check is city engineer type cities. This is the type of map where we're checking the map for technical accuracy, as well as, but on the final map, there's two sections. There's Subdivision Map Act, which is state law, and then there is the local ordinance section. On a city engineer city, we're signing for state law, and also we're acting as their city engineer. We have just a handful of cities, 5 to 7 of the 88 cities. The third type is contract cities, where yes, we sign as county engineer, but really we're just a final map consultant checker for the cities. So the city engineer of the city is signing for local ordinance, we're signing for state law. And what has happened is, way back, you didn't need a licensed land surveyor to sign the map for technical accuracy. That's changed now ever since about like 1986. And so there are many cities without licensed land surveyors. They come to us and they contract. We check 45 out of the 88 cities. And then the fourth type is non-contract cities. That would be like the city of LA. Totally self-sufficient within themselves. They check the map. They don't come to us except for the taxes, both through the assessor for tax bond and tax clearance. Now, next slide, please. Okay, you probably tap two more times, I'm sorry. In addition to final maps, we also check separate documents. What's a separate document? It's a legal description and a plat and a title document on the top. We check the legal description, we check the plat, the sketch, and then these are documents that are offers or dedications going to be granted to the county. And so we're checking technically legal description in the plat, and then we're slapping on a cover sheet, or the top sheet to the document. It gets signed by the owner, ran into the county, and then it's accepted by my division head, who's an assistant deputy director. Next slide. Now, why is it important through our section? With the recorder's office, the registered recorder, they will not accept any subdivision maps, any parcel maps from cities, even from the city of Elaine. So everything comes through our section. All of the 88 cities, even if something's coming from Avalon, over on Catalina. And so, with the registered recorder, they know only to accept it from us. On top of that, hit the next line. We're also recording separate documents that we prepare. Certificate of corrections, these are amendments to existing recorded maps, as well as amending maps. Next slide. Okay. This is just a typical track map title sheet. You can tap through a couple times, there's some arrows. Owner statement. You'll see where the owner signs below, signature. On the left-hand top left corner, there is the dedication statements, the certificates, be it city engineer or county engineer. Next. Tax information. This is where we overlap with the assessor. So there's two certificates. We'll look at it more in detail. One with the assessor for tax bonds, those are taxes that are due but not yet payable. And the other one is through the tax collector. And these are your taxes that are bills that are already generated and have to be paid. You have to have both to report. Next slide. Here's a little detail of the owner statement. You can see the dedications with the owner signing. Next one. Certificates. That's my division head signing the county engineer certificate. Notice he's a licensed land surveyor. And then the acceptance. On the owner statement, there's always dedications or offers. All dedications get accepted, all offers get rejected. Or you don't see it there, there is a certificate which says consent to recordation. Next slide. Title sheet. Just a standard acknowledgement. By the way, the recorder's going to kick something because every day we go down to take documents down along with record of surveys that come from our survey division. But the registered recorder in the last few years has gotten a little more, touchy. And so if one word is out of place, they'll kick it, it comes back, it's a hassle back and forth. Okay, here's the tax certificates. The bottom one is for tax clearance. That would be like your December and your April installment. So no matter, to get a tax clearance, you are always going to have to pay those two installments, no matter what time of the year it is. On the top one, that's a tax bond certificate. That is for taxes due but not yet payable. And I'll show you a little more in detail of how that works. Next. Local agency approval. This is coming from a contract city where the city is signing for local agency. And we sign for technical accuracy, which I don't think. this is the city of Arcadia. Phil Ray is the licensed land surveyor for the city of Arcadia. Next. Now we looked at the title sheet, now there's the map sheets. What are we doing? We're surveyors. We're checking for boundary analysis, survey analysis, technical accuracy. The tolerance is 1 in 10,000. Next. Go ahead and hit it again. Okay, so to get a tax clearance, the SMA is the Subdivision Map Act. It's the main state law. Under section 66492 and 493, that's what gives us the authority to collect the tax clearance. That's your December and April installments, and then, of course, the tax bond. Next. Okay, the bonding process. It's a little complicated sometimes. So, you always have a tax amount. When you have a tax bill, you have to pay it. How does the bonding work? You can go back. How does the bonding work? If you record any time outside November 1st through December 31st, you have to bond for next year's taxes. And what does that do? You can post the cash. You can post a tax bond, but it's going to tie up until next year of you paying your December 10th and your April 10th installment. Just recently, before it was November 1st through December 31st, now the assessor has changed it. They backed it up 1 month. And so now the non-bonding period is from October 1st through December 31st. So that means during those 3 months, you don't have to get a tax bond. You just simply pay your taxes. And so normally, in good economic times, we'll have a rush of maps coming through. I'm sure, Carl, you've seen before the big deadline was October 31st before. Now the deadline is going to be September 30th. This year we're a little more lenient because the law just changed. But next year, if the economy recovers, it's going to be September 30th. And next slide, my contact information. If you guys ever have any questions or anything, feel free to give me a call. We're Subdivision Mapping Section of Land Development Division within Public Works, and we're located at 900 South Fremont. And if you have any questions, let me know.
You've got ownership, the poor three parcels are subdivided. And like we have this issue in Southern County. You check the ownership that the parcels have one owners and the other owners manage combined in one parcel. When they subdivide, do you check those?
Two or three parcels?
Like 2-3 hours a paper pass, and then they subdivide.
Yes. They will. They will all have to sign the map as owners of the map.
If all the owners sign, it's okay. If one parcel, you subdivide a parcel, falls into 2 hours.
Yeah, we run into the same problem with Fresno, where you've got 2 owners, they sign on the map, but when you pack up the parcels, you can't create the new parcels the way they're supposed to be because the ownerships are different. You've got little slivers of different owners. Unless they combine into one and make a joint ownership.
Okay, and so the question is?
Do you check and reject that the big separate part of
the box? Yes. And everything has a title report with it. And so we're checking everything on the ground. In addition, we're checking physical monumentation, a whole other aspect. All the survey monumentation on the ground. Remember, there's only 3 types of monuments we allow. It's either a 6-inch spike and washer with a washer with your stamp LS seal or your RCE signal. If it's an RCE, it's because you were registered, grandfathered in before 1/12/31/81. Otherwise, you're a licensed surveyor. If you're setting something in a concrete curb, it's a lead tack and tag. And if you're a macadam or blacktop, you can put either a 2-inch iron pipe or a spice and washer also. And at the corners of all the property corners, there's a 2-inch iron pipe at every angle point.
I think what part of that question is what happens when you find out the ownerships are wrong. I think that's the frustration. Just set it off because it's good. Public Works sometimes, and they go back and say, what, the ownership is wrong, they don't really own this property, they deed it differently. And then, so what, what's somebody going to do about it? Assessor can't report. And then the question is, how often do you make the redo deeds? Is there policing by your department to have deeds redrawn?
No, because we're not dealing with the deeds, okay? And remember, we're final maps, so the proposed boundary has already been worked through the advisory agency or Department of Regional Planning, right? And so on that tentative map, there is a preamble with owners. But we have a title report that ends up turning into a subdivision guarantee when that map travels to the recorder's office. And so where is the case that we find discrepancies like that? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we buy 2 or 3 a year, and we're stuck out.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 year. But
and you're saying that when you're checking...
The question is who becomes a policing agency to get that fixed? And that's really always the question. So does office. It ends up really not being, the responsible party to make these happen. And a lot of times it goes back to the title company even, he says, it's a small sliver, if somebody sues, we'll worry about them, and we'll worry about them. I think that's where some of that question comes from.
Right.
Do you guys physically check every map to go through for closure, or do you do like
we check every map for closure? The 4 boxes I had up? Every map for closure except for the LA City type maps.
So every single map. So that I know that
right.
I've heard that some counties maybe the staffing gets a little low. Sometimes they may only actually check closure for maybe half the map. So sometimes they check the outside boundaries, but they don't check the block boundaries.
We're checking everything. They're turning in their closure cups, right? They're turning in their own closure cups. It's very easy for them to stick it in a Word document, and they can fudge it. But then we have a COGO program that we can just take the map at face value at 2 digits, to the nearest second, and run it.
Back to your original question, yes, as most of us know, it's us who get stuck in title problems. So it's us who have to contact the owner, the title company, the subdivider, or we don't bother or something. I bother him like last week, I gave him a call, the parcel map was recorded with no lock number at all.
Correct.
He goes, okay, I'll file a certificate of correction on it. No problem. Those things he will handle because he's going to do something about it. With title, there's nothing you can do about it.
By the way, it's not uncommon. I pick up the phone. I've got his number memorized in my head. Okay? And it's Garo or Dantes or, we're in sync. And he picks up the phone and calls me and says, hey, you know what? This map just recorded. There's something wrong. But normally it's something, not a boundary issue, but something's missing off the map. Some annotation or something.
Does LA County require AutoCAD files for digital submission?
We have a digital submission. Good question. We have a digital submission ordinance, but it's only for county incorporated. So when you think about it, if you're looking in the Thomas Guide, it's only the yellow areas, which is very, very small, right? However, everybody cooperates. And so even with the LA City type cities, and we're not checking their maps, when they come through to do their taxes, we're asking them for a DXF, and everybody complies. That goes up to our 10th floor, which is our used to be mapping division. Now it is, and Mark works with those with Marianne and all of them. Survey / mapping division. As you know, we haven't had any cuts, but we've consolidated all over the place. Any more questions? Yes.
Do you process the certificates of compliance?
Certificate of compliance? No. That's handled by regional planning. The only thing we do is we check the technical accuracy of the certificate of compliance for the parcel map waivers.
Do you require a tax clearance certificate for those?
Say that again.
Do you require a tax clearance on those?
No. Because it is truly not a subdivision. Remember, when the certificate of compliance parcel map waiver records, it is only the permission to write those deeds. Now, Garo, and I know I've asked you a few times, when do you actually cut those in?
The
when we have multiple ownership, deeds must be exchanged. Deeds must be recorded to exchange the property, or else we just simply throw away those certificate of compliance. But back to your question, I don't know, it's painful for me. I always wanted to see COCs also having a bond issue. But some of them simply just go split a parcel into two or three, and or vice versa, and there's no bond issue. So we could end up in a real messy situation. Most of the cases, sometimes if there's a lot of small slivers, we don't process them at all. We call the owner, let them know, you know what, pay your taxes so those processes.
And another type of certificate compliance, the lot line adjustment, we don't get involved. So that's strictly regional planning. And then when that thing gets recorded, or those deeds get drafted up, of course, Garo gets everything in the county. Every subdivision map, every document, every separate document, everything.
Our county, some cities require from the map waivers, we require the certificates of the tax returns.
Right. Okay. Anything? Anybody else? I'll be around, so if you have any questions, let me know.
Thank you.